We welcome you to our Elder Affairs Service, and it's time for New England Senior Advisors with Helen Hames. Helen, nice to see you. We're here at Innovate Newport.
Hi, nice to be back, Bruce.
Well, we're going to talk about how we can offer some help and some people who are offering some help every day, some vitally needed help, in-person help, right here in Newport.
That's right. That's right. I've been on air here before, so many of you may know me. I'm a family and older adult advisor, helping people find the resources they need as they get older to transition, if they need to, into long-term care. And that can look like many things. And we want to, as we get older, live home well. And I'm very excited to introduce our guest today. Her name is Katie Jones, and she is a services concierge at the Edward King House. And I'm excited because as I learned what Katie does, there is an awful lot that I think this community needs to know about, that there is help there if they need it. So Katie, welcome. If you could tell the listeners about yourself and your role as in what that does at the Edward King House.
Sure. Thank you, Helen. It's a pleasure to be here today. I've lived here on Aquidneck Island in Middletown since 1994. Seems like longer than it feels like. And I've been involved. I've worked in a variety of settings. I got connected to the services concierge job and the Edward King House back in August of 2022. And I've known Carmela Gear for a long time. Our children went to school together and we've worked together in various capacities throughout the years. And she was looking for someone to be trained as a SHIP counselor, and SHIP is the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, and helping people with Medicare and giving sort of very neutral advice. I don't work for the state. I don't work for the any insurance companies. It's all information and to help people make the best decisions for themselves around their health care. So she needed somebody in that position, and I was looking for a job, and it was a great match. And then I stayed on. That ended in December 31st in 2022, and they were able to create this service concierge job, and so effective January 1st, 2023 is when I became a staff member at the Edward King House.
That's wonderful, and I can imagine that with Medicare, to have somebody outside of that challenging system help navigate it is very valuable. And what other services do you offer? Do you have other partnerships besides that? And what are some of the other things that go through your office?
So in addition to a fair amount of my time is dedicated toward the SHIP counseling and Medicare. And then I'm kind of connected to a lot of the other service activities that the Edward King House sponsors or runs. I'm the liaison with Meals on Wheels. So we have the volunteers, Meals on Wheels supervises them, but I'm the on-site contact if Meals on Wheels needs to get to us, if there's an issue with a volunteer and they need somebody to talk to, I'm kind of that point person. We have a durable medical equipment lending library, if you will. And so I'm the person that folks call if they need something to borrow, if they have something to donate. I'm kind of the point person for that as well.
And what would be included in durable medical equipment? Because I would think that saves quite a bit of expense for people.
So we have wheelchairs, transfer chairs, commodes, a lot of the equipment that's higher ticket price,
yep.
Not something that you would want to keep in your house for a long period of time, unless you were using it every day and needed that. So we're a great bridge between needing something on the short term for recovery from, you know, knee replacement, hip replacement, you know, all of those kind of things, a visiting family member who needs a transfer chair or, you know, that kind of thing, short term kinds of things. And we don't lend anything that is consumable. We don't have any of that to share. Anything that needs a doctor's prescription to be able to access or use, we don't have that.
Yeah, and that could be helpful for caregivers as well to know that that's a resource. And
yes.
And I think when you and I spoke that you also work as a liaison for tax services and
yes.
things, which is right about now. That's pretty timely.
Exactly.
How does that work?
So the AARP has a volunteer tax aid program, and for years they've been doing taxes in Newport County for ideally senior citizens, but you don't have to be a senior citizen to have your taxes done. Simple returns, and they do them free of charge. I work with them as their scheduling person. So again, I'm the point of contact. Folks want an appointment, they call me. I make sure that they get an appointment to come and see someone. We're doing a drop-off, so they bring all of their information to the Edward King House, to their appointment. And then the volunteer, AARP volunteer that they work with, reviews everything, hangs on to their information. The taxes are done. When the taxes are ready for the person to come back and review and sign them, I call them, make a second appointment, and they come in and get that done.
That's great. So based on just the variety of services that come through your desk and your office, you're really a single point of contact for those types of resources for people in the area. And do you have to live in Newport to call you?
You do not.
What are some of, who qualifies, if you will? Does anybody qualify? Is there an age limit or an age requirement?
We really work with a variety of ages. Ideally, it makes most sense if you are a senior citizen. Certainly in terms, most effective helping people with Medicare if they're approaching 65 and about to start Medicare. But if they already have it, then, I do a lot of work with those folks. You just need to live in Newport County. Again, we're located in Newport. Edward King House is the Newport Senior Center. We work with our members. We work with folks who come in and ask to see somebody. I do a lot of additional kind of referrals to, a lot of folks come with housing questions. I will help get them connected to the housing, Newport Housing Authority or other housing resources on the island.
And that's a critical need.
And that's a critical need right now.
So you don't have to be a member.
You don't have to be a member, and there's no fee.
There's no fee. So you came on in 2022, which is really post-COVID when we're starting
right.
to see our way out of it.
Right.
What kind of changes or what are the common things that people are asking for now? Because it's a little bit of a different world post-COVID.
I think that we're back to sort of running the gamut, and people are appreciating having a person to talk to and not just having it be over the phone and sometimes, having the other agencies where you're on the phone and you don't get a person to talk to, or you've called, DHS, or you've called, Medicare and you've been on hold for a long time, and, just somebody to help get you to where you can get some information face to face relatively quickly, to somebody who can give you the answers you need.
So important. And I recently visited Edward King House and had some lunch and met some people there. And I did not know about your role. That's why I invited you here today. I'm blown away just by the ease of making connections with others, having a lunch, circle of scholars, lectures, a lot of at no cost ways for people to get together and connect. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, having these different resources that can really help people with complex problems. Yeah. How big is your membership?
Oh, gosh. I think we're closing in on 600 people,
wow,
maybe.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people. In terms of daily use, it varies. And again, there are some events that are for members only, and mm-hmm. then there are a variety of programs and services that are available for non-members as well.
And without naming names, of course, are there, through your services, are there any short success stories or stories that you can share that people came and just didn't know where to turn and what the outcome would?
I think one of the most recurring scenarios is in terms of healthcare is that someone will come and they're about to turn 65 and they've been bombarded with a lot of information. Between October 15th and December 7th, we're all flooded with open enrollment.
Yeah.
And you know, what does this mean? Part, you know, A, B, C, D, L, M, N, you know, what does it all mean? How do I make sense of it for me? And what do I do? I mean, I have so many people that come in and say, I've looked at all this, I don't understand any of it. You know, what do I do now? And my job is really just to help them find a path and help them make sense of that, answer their questions. You know, there's no pressure in terms of you have to sign up for this, this, and this. There are some things that would be smart to do, mm-hmm. and there are some penalties involved with Medicare that make it relatively compelling to take care of business on time. But that's part of the reason I'm there, to help people figure that out.
How do we find out more?
The best way to get connected with me is to call the Edward King House. My phone number is 401-846-7426, and I'm at extension 4.
Can you repeat that? Because,
it's a lot. So my number is at the Edward King House is 401-846-7426, extension 4, Katie Jones.
Thank you, Katie Jones.
And if I can't help, I'll get you connected somewhere else.
You bet. And to find out more about New England Senior Advisors,
you can visit my website at newenglandsenioradvisors.com. It links you right to my personal calendar. You can schedule time for a phone call, a meeting. I can visit you at home or in a coffee shop. And I'd be happy to help you navigate all the aspects that come with growing older.
And it's New England Senior Advisors with Helen Hames. And we're talking about the services at the Edward King House with our friend Katie Jones. Helen?
Yeah, I'd love that you shared some of the stories, because I've seen so much already just being a visitor there. When you and I spoke, I think you offer a service if there's an emergency due to snowfall, and helping people shovel out of their house. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
I can get folks connected to some people that might help do that. But we do not have volunteers per se, or that will come and do that for you. But I can help find, you know, get people connected to somebody who could help them with that.
Okay. The reason why I ask is sometimes you just don't know who to call. And there might be a way you could connect to different things like those kind of things, which is so, you don't think of the little things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people who are living home alone.
Yep.
And they need to be connected. So Edward King House could be a really good resource there too.
Oh, absolutely. And again, there are things that, you know, we would love to be able to be the end resource for those things, but we don't have the manpower,
right.
Or there are other, you know, considerations that would need to go, but we can certainly help find folks connected to the services that are out there that can provide, you know, that be that end of the day.
Yeah. And what are some of the new things you have coming down the, I mean, even if it's in terms of a lecture series, or I'd love to give the listeners a flavor of some of the things you guys do there, that because I really enjoy it so much personally, so I'd love for you to share.
Well, our website is a wonderful point of information, and the schedule that we have, month to month, week to week, is listed there with descriptions of what's happening. If you're a member, there's a Tuesday movie series. We do lunch on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, available for members. Just simple soup and salad and conversation. There are different lecture series that are running. We have a knitting group that meets on Fridays. We have a cribbage group that meets on Thursdays. There are, you know, folks who are talking about, you know, learning to play Mahjong and other, you know, interests that are brewing, that with some more folks saying, yes, that would be fun to do, we might be able to implement those. We have fitness classes on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. There's a Edward King House choristers. So we have
Something for everyone.
So something for everybody.
So that is this stuff at all of this, which is great, at no charge to your members?
Some of it. Some of it.
I know I've had lunch and I'm a member. And how much does it cost to be a member?
I believe it's $30 for the year.
$30. So that's a really wonderful
value.
Well, you can look it up on online too.
Hopefully, I haven't steered anyone wrong.
At any rate, it's pretty affordable.
And we also offer, we have volunteers who come in from Salve and from URI, and there's some nursing students that offer blood pressure checks and those kind of things. We also have a technology program where we have students who are able to help a senior with their iPad, their iPhone, you know, their phone, their computer, email, you know, figuring out how all that works, getting, you know, comfortable with their technology.
That's wonderful. Katie, thank you so much. It's beyond having these essential services like helping navigate through Medicare. There's a lot of things going on for physical and mental, social well-being at the Edward King House, too. I want to thank you for coming and thank you for all you do. And what is, if someone wants to go to your website, is it...
It's edwardkinghouse.org.
Edwardkinghouse.org. Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And it's a, you know, it's a wonderful place to work. It's an incredible staff, and you know, the people that I meet make it, you know, the place to be. So
that's,
I think,
great.
Other people find that out.
That's
to be
great.
Well.
I love your enthusiasm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent, Katie. Thank you very, very much. Helen, as always, one more time, tell us how we can find out more about New England Senior Advisors.
Yeah, if you would like to schedule time to meet for a consult, a verse meeting is absolutely no charge. You can schedule a meeting with me at newenglandsenioradvisors.com. It's very easy to do. It's a single page landing page.
newenglandsenioradvisors.com.